It's time for the emergency break of the week.
Former Steelers head coach and tough guy Bill Cowher is now divorced and now dating again.
That moment when programming is brought to a complete halt.
Quick correction, Bill Cowher's wife passed away. They're not divorced.
Okay, moment of silence.
Passed away,
Craig.
And he's now dating again.
Way to go.
By a wheels-off comment or technical meltdown.
Jessica Simpson's a good example. Wasn't her clothing line that where she made all her tons of money?
The Ashley and Olsen, Mary Kay Olsen Simpson twins, whatever they are.
What the hell did you just say?
Let's see who yanked the brake the hardest this week on The Little Ticket.
Yes, it's time for the e-brake brought to us by Classic BMW. We'll give you three candidates. You get the vote on them at 888-787-1310. Candidate number one comes to us from that Saturday show, Cirque du Soleil. Now, both of those Soroys are crazy, and there's no telling what they're going to say. Mike was talking about the Fortnite tournament, and he got a little bit too into it and said a word that he shouldn't say on radio.
And like I said, Tfue, that kid who's the number one player in the world and the favorite for Mauro, he's like super cocky. He cusses, you know, he's a dick.
Ooh, boy, let's just...
I
Did
got
you get
it.
That?
Jeez,
dear
Mike.
God. Fortnite Mike has no rules.
Fortnite Mike.
He's a jerk.
God.
You're a big jerk.
So worked up about Fortnite, just casually cussing.
I thought we were going to have to dump Fortnite, and we have to dump you, professional radio man.
Wow. He loves just, Fortnite so much, he's just God. His blood's all up, and he just cusses.
Look at his face turning red over there.
Mike does love Fortnite. I think he plays every day. I don't know if he's ever going to go pro, but I know he plays a bunch.
He also loves to cuss.
Yeah, he'll cuss on you too.
So casual. He's such a casual guy.
Well, there is Mike Soroy as candidate number one. Candidate number two comes to us from the morning show, and it is me. And in this radio business that we're in, we'll occasionally give out the radio tease, and that's when we tell you that something is coming up and when that's going to happen. And this is what Gordo told me to tease, so I teased it, but I couldn't keep it together.
Muse in the News with the great Gordo coming up at 7:15. We have a breaking story this morning. When Grandma gets too horny.
Can't believe you did that.
That's what you said your lead was.
I said that's the one thing my lead wasn't.
Sorry, I couldn't do it with a straight face. You're right. All right. Well, that is an actual story.
What would that be? No.
Why would that be a story?
Why wouldn't it be? With him, I really thought that was it.
No.
All right.
I really did think that was your story.
So to pull back the curtain here, every day at 6:55 when you're coming back from break, you ask Gordo, what is your lead story in Muse in the News so that you can tease?
Right.
And I would say 50% of the time he gives you a legitimate story, and 50% of the time he gives you a fake tease.
Right.
And it's up to you. You're the option quarterback. You've got to figure out
which one. Right. And I know some of them are fake because you just can't say some of the... like he tried to get me to say something this week, and I backed
What was down. That?
I can't even remember what it was. It was something ridiculous. But I really thought that was a story.
You thought that was a real story?
Yes. You have stories like that.
What could that story possibly be?
I don't know. A grandma that just went nuts and got to...
Yeah, grandma was arrested in Mesquite when she,
she got too horny.
Attacked her husband, claiming she got too horny or something.
Maybe
like
she
that.
Propositioned somebody on the street or something. I don't know.
It could happen. I could see where he would take that.
Gosh. All right, one more time.
Muse in the News with the great Gordo coming up at 7:15. We have a breaking story this morning. When grandma gets too horny.
Can't believe you did that.
That's what you said your lead was.
I said that's the one thing my lead wasn't.
Sorry, I couldn't do it with a straight face. You're right. All right. That is an actual story.
What would that be? No.
Why would that be a story?
Why wouldn't it be? With
him? Great argument.
All right. There's me as candidate number two. Candidate number three from the hard line, it's Mike Reiner. He was talking baseball. Mike loves to talk baseball, except for when he goes to blue screen like this.
The centerpiece of a Diamondbacks rebuild, just like the trade for Teixeira was for the Rangers.
Astros gave up three of their top five prospects.
God, that is that's better than the from than
what?
Keep going.
Three, two, and one.
That's better than what the Rangers got. If you're talking about top 10 guys.
Oh, man. I love the Ryan stop down. And this is a...
So frustrated with himself.
This is a good one. You had that isolated there, Jer?
That's better than the... from than
what?
Keep going. I love Troll Danny.
Oh, man, that is great. Let's hear the whole thing one more time.
The centerpiece of a Diamondbacks rebuild, just like the trade for Teixeira was for the Rangers.
Astros gave up three of their top five prospects.
God, that is... That's better than the... from than
what?
Keep going.
Three, two... one.
That's better than what the Rangers got. You were talking about top 10 guys.
Oh, that's great. And now we have a new Ryan Stammer to throw in there along with.
That's better than one.
What?
And it's great that as the Corby what on the end of it, just like Danny's what on the. I just want the womp. What's that one, Jer? You know what I'm talking about?
I'm going to go ahead and wah.
I was about to wah. Yeah, go ahead and wah. Yeah. I'm going to go ahead and wah. What? Danny jumps in with the what? Boy, if you had those back-to-back, that would be amazing. All right, so those are your three candidates. Mike Soroy, Joyce Durham, or Mike Reiner. 888-787-1310. Hello, sports caller. You are on the air. Who wins the e-break?
I want to vote for my horny grandma. Oh, God. Yes. Oh, God.
Gross.
Oh, stop.
Stop everything.
Don't vote like that. But we'll register it. You got the vote in for sure.
Hi, look at Blake over here laughing. Blake, do you like horny grandma humor or something?
He's
saying no. But
hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins?
So did horny grandma get a delivery from the pizza guy?
No, right. We don't know what the scenario was.
I don't know. Was that your vote? I guess so.
It's starting to sound like a band name, by the way, now. Horny Grandma. What a great band name that would be.
Not bad.
I'm going out to see Horny Grandma tonight.
Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the e-break? Hello?
Good morning, users. It's Cassidy again.
Oh, it's little Cassidy, the 13-year-old girl who...
Every day should be Christmas.
Every day should be Christmas for her due to certain losses in her life. Yes, Cassidy, how are you?
I'm great. How are you?
Okay.
We're doing well. Merry Christmas.
Good. Merry Christmas.
Who you vote for?
Please don't vote for HG.
I like to vote for George.
For what?
Don't make her say it.
For what?
My dad was like, you should vote for George. He's like the funniest.
Oh, isn't that sweet? Do you know what George said?
He's like, I think it's like my grandma is horny or something.
Why did you make her say it? You made her say it. Don't act all disgusted by it.
I thought she was talking about something else.
No, you know what you're doing. All right, Cassidy. Thank you. Hi,
Merry Christmas, Cassidy.
Yeah, Merry Christmas. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the emergency break of the week?
Phone call from lower heaven.
Oh, no, guys. I think we better take this.
All right, we accept the charges.
Vaginal size, Mormon.
Die, man.
Wow. What
die.
An amazing reverse that was.
That is the worst moment in E-Break caller history.
We bit hard, though.
Yeah, hard. That was a great reverse.
He's streaking scored. To the end zone scored. Right now.
We don't have a defender on that side of the field. No. Gone.
Nope.
80 yards. Man. That gummit.
Wow. What a massive disappointment. We just fired our defensive coordinator.
Oh, I know, that's it. We've got to reshuffle.
Well, we all got to go, yeah, sure, we'll accept the charges. Then we get hit upside the head with a baseball
bat.
Oh,
the stadium just went quiet.
Darkness music's playing now. All right, hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the E-break?
I'd like to vote for Jubb's Horny Grandma and Hooter Brown.
Hey, leave my grandma out of this.
Yeah, was your horny grandma, George?
No, I wasn't either.
What?
May they rest in peace, Gordon. Hi, you're on Sports Radio 1310 and 96.7 FM, The Ticket.
Vaginal size, born.
Nope.
Die.
No. Hello, you're on Ticket Radio. Who wins?
Hey, guys, this is P1 AI robot Chris. How you humans doing?
Oh, look how casual he is. Wow, you've really gotten good at this. Hey, Chris.
Yeah, hey, guys, I just finished my shift at Amazon. I packed like 24,000 orders last hour in pitch darkness.
Uh-huh, yeah.
Incredible.
That's amazing, but, isn't it?
It is amazing. I'm the future, but give me Giorgio.
All right.
Okay,
hey,
well,
thanks, AI robot Chris.
Well, Casual Chris has given me a win, ladies and gentlemen. That is a win, win,
wow.
Win for this.
News in the news with the great Gordo coming up at 7:15. We have a breaking story this morning. When Grandma gets too horny.
Can't believe you did that.
That's what you said your lead was.
I said that's the one thing my lead wasn't.
Sorry, I couldn't do it with a straight face. You're right. All right. Well, that is an actual story.
What would that be? No.
Why would that be a story?
Why wouldn't it be? With him, I really thought that was it.
No.
All right.
Okay, Fernando, how many is that for
85th
me?
Win, 23 behind Norman Slumlord Hitzkus.
Boy, it's not out of the question that you could hit 100 in 2020.
Yeah. It could happen in 2019, maybe.
Yeah, you're going to have to push it to do that. But I guess it could. But 2020 could be a very big year for
yeah,
you.
Yeah, it could. We could have to stop down the show if I hit 100 at some point. All right, there's the E-break.